These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending March 27th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. 400 volunteers from 40 countries have joined the COVID-19 CTI League. CTI, of course, stands for Cyber Threat Intelligence. Its top priority is to help defend medical facilities, health organizations, and frontline responders from cyber attacks. It will also work to defend communication networks and leverage contacts and internet infrastructure to combat phishing and other financial crime, taking advantage of COVID-19 fear. The four coordinators of the group include Mark Rogers, a Brit living in the U.S. and head of DEFCON, an Israeli, and two people from the United States. Bleeping Computer reports a security consultant in the Proton VPN community found a vulnerability in VPN in iOS 13.3.1 that may leave some traffic unprotected. Connections to the internet made before launching VPN will remain outside of the secure tunnel. Apple is aware and working on a way to fully mitigate the problem. In the meantime, users of VPN on iOS are advised to use always-on VPN or turn airplane mode on and off after initiating VPN to kill all connections and reconnect them within the tunnel. According to security firm Bitdefender and website Bleeping Computer, attacks against D-Link and Linksys routers have increased. Brute force attacks generally guess admin passwords, then change the DNS settings to point to the attacker's servers. Certain domains are then redirected to malicious sites that encourage users to install an app with COVID-19 information. The app carries a version of the OSCII Trojan, which steals account credentials and hijacks crypto wallets. Users should check their router's settings if the DNS server is set to 109.234.35.230 or 94.103.82.249. They should remove those server records and change the admin password. Microsoft announced it's pausing all optional non-security updates for Windows and server products starting in May. That means the C and D updates that usually arrive in the third and fourth week of a month. Google paused non-security updates to Chrome last week and said it will skip version 82. Microsoft is also delaying the scheduled end of service date for Enterprise, Education, and IoT Enterprise editions of Windows 10. They were supposed to go out of service April 14th. They will now go out of service October 13th. Those devices will receive security updates for the next few months. Google announced it will resume updates to Chrome with plans to release Chrome 81 on April 7th. The new version was scheduled to release on March 17th, but as we just mentioned, Google suspended updates on Chrome and Chrome OS to avoid disruptions. An official Chrome 82 release has now been canceled, with features rolled into Chrome 83 expected in mid-May. The state of New York has started a COVID-19 technology SWAT team and is looking for people with experience in product management, software development, engineering, hardware deployment, and end-user support, data science, operations management, design, or similar areas. A critical security flaw found in all supported versions of Windows, including Windows 10, is being exploited by attackers, and there is currently no patch. The vulnerability is in how Windows handles and renders fonts, tricks a user into opening a malicious document to let the attackers remotely run malware. Microsoft says attackers are launching limited targeted attacks. Patches are expected to arrive Tuesday, April 14th. AMD announced that it was contacted in December by someone claiming to have source code and test files related to a subset of AMD's current and future graphics products. Repositories of the files were hosted on GitHub, according to TorrentFreak. Included details on AMD's Navi 10, Navi 21, and Xbox Series X GPUs. AMD alleges that the leaked IP was stolen and sent takedown notices to GitHub, but claimed that the IP is not core to the competitiveness or security of its graphic products. The World Health Organization is partnering with multiple tech companies, including Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, WeChat, Slack, Giphy, TikTok, and Pinterest, for a hackathon to develop software to help the fight against COVID-19. Build for COVID-19 is the hashtag. You can accept project submissions through Monday, March 30th, and top projects will be announced April 3rd. Mozilla announced a wider release of its Firefox Better Web extension with Scroll in the United States. The extension combines tracking protection with subscription ad-free browsing from Scroll. For $5 a month, Scroll lets you read sites like BuzzFeed News, Business Insider, Salon, Slate, Vox, and others without ads. Scroll keeps 30% of the money, and publishers get a share of the rest based on which sites users visit. Scroll says publishers are bringing in more money through Scroll than they would have with advertising. Firefox Better Web with Scroll has a 6-month special at $2.50 a month. Finally, Safari for macOS, iOS, and iPadOS now blocks all third-party cookies by default. Third-party cookies are set by domains that aren't the same as the page you're visiting. This prevents cross-site request forgery attacks and cross-site tracking. Safari also now limits website scripts to storage for 1 week. The WebKit team behind the change will report results to the World Wide Web Consortium. Chrome plans a similar change for 2022. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.